It's interesting. I was just reading an article, and in it, the author quoted George Orwell. And here's the quote that caught my attention. He said, "The most effective way to destroy people is to deny and obliterate their own understanding of their history." And Sam, following up with what Dave has just told us and informed us of, there are some groups of people and large groups of people who would like us to forget what happened when those young Muslim men attacked our Twin Towers and the Pentagon on 9/11. I don't know if we'll ever know exactly all the reasonings, but why would you think that some groups might want us to forget, and why even in many of our public school curriculums they hide the fact that the terrorists were Muslims? And in fact, in some cases, in many college campuses, they actually blame the United States for what happened on 9/11. What do you see as maybe going on behind the scenes that's causing this kind of rewriting of history, Sam?
Well, Isaac, what's at the heart of it, as we talk about on this program a lot, we stand in a gap today has a phrase underneath of it. It's standing in a gap for truth today. The issue remains truth versus deception, truth versus lie, good versus evil. Put it that perspective. That's all the way from the beginning of time. And so in the larger perspective, as the serpent in the garden, the devil in the form of an animal at that point came and said to Eve, "Hath God said?" I mean, he asked that question to get her to think, did God really say what he said? That was the first attempt to take and distort truth, God, what he said, and ultimately then to try and erase God. If the devil could, he would erase all concept of who God is. Why? Because that's what the devil is all about. He wants to replace God with the fact that he is a pseudo God. Now, ultimately, we know he is the Antichrist. He's opposed to all that. Well, ultimately, that's what's really behind this, Isaac. And from the beginning of time through civilization, it's been about the matter of truth versus error, of are we going to do in society and government what God wants to really advance the plan of redemption, Jesus Christ. That's what history is all about. And all these efforts are an attempt to destroy that, take away from that, diminish that message, that hope of the gospel. And so the Twin Towers was nothing more than a later manifestation of what Hitler tried to do, which was a manifestation of what Mao Zedong had tried to do, what others of these who have been God haters, deniers of Jesus Christ, have attempted to do down through history. And we're witnessing it played out today, Isaac. We really are. And perhaps the most visible manifestation of it is Islamic theology. It's not limited to that by any means. There's atheistic theology, but Islamic theology, which again, because we're talking about 9/11, as an ideology, a system of political governance, and Matt talked about it, the Sharia, the imposition of a law system that's counter to what God says. It's a complete counterfeit to all that is true and right. And that's why, as Matt accurately said, you have at the heart of it an attack against the Constitution, have an attack against Jesus Christ. And so if you can attack that, you can eviscerate the biblical heritage that we have that underpins our government. Then, in fact, you've taken a generation and remove from them any ability to defend themselves against enemies that would like to ultimately enslave us civilly in government. So that's what we're talking about. And so that's how I view these things. And that's what we should be rethinking. But we say 9/11. Boy, what was at hand? You know, an ideology that wants to eliminate God, eliminate Jesus Christ, eliminate America, eliminate Israel, eliminate our Constitution. This is an active fight. If we forget that, we will lose America.